I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Christians in the Gaza Strip expressed concern about their future after Islamic militants of Hamas took control of the Palestinian territory. Open Doors' Carl Muller says Hamas's takeover brought weeks of violence to an end, but having Hamas in charge may not necessarily be a good thing. Muller urges prayer.
Hamas will rule in Gaza, and if that's the case, Gaza will be literally cut off from any aid from the outside world. And we know that there are also Christians locked into that same place there in Gaza, and we are praying for them, and we are asking the Christian community to provide resources.
Next, the Andaman Islands are almost never visited by outsiders. Most who live there are Hindu. The tsunami that hit Southeast Asia also devastated these islands. Pastor Varughese Matthew with the Bridge International is still helping.
They have seen the practical help that was given to them when they expected it from different sources, when it was not given, but it was given by people like us. So they wanted to know and follow the God. And we have got a good number of people who received the Lord after the tsunami.
They're helping 130 children and 30 families since the government isn't. Learn more at our website. And Dave Tippett of Sammy Tippett Ministries has a busy summer ahead of him. He's already been to India and will later travel to Romania and the Philippines to hold an intense week-long discipleship class. The class is a miniature version of the 9-month course they've held before. University-aged students will spend their 16-hour days in worship, quiet times, and discussion on prayer, humility, culture, and the four Gospels. Pray that these students begin to change their communities. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News can now be delivered daily to your personal email address. Visit our website at missionnetworknews.org. Type your email address in the bottom and you'll have up-to-date mission news every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.